Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said if some sermons were for sale, they would be labeled dry goods and notions. We are happy to have the privilege of being with you today and the opportunity of looking into the Word of God and learning more about God's will. We appreciate those who take advantage of the opportunity of thinking about spiritual things in the midst of a very busy society. There's no question about it. We are busy doing many, many things. Sometimes we become too busy to do the things that are really important and the things that relate to the salvation of our soul. But certainly that's not the case with you as you listen to the Word of God and you learn about God's will for the human family. All right, let's get back to our discussion. And we've been talking about establishing biblical authority. Certainly, we recognize that God has given authority to the men who wrote the Bible. That was done by a means of inspiration. The Bible says those men were inspired of God and wrote the things that God told them to write. So when I pick up my Bible, I'm guaranteed I'm not reading just the opinions of Paul or the opinions of Peter or John or any other writer of the New Testament, but rather I'm reading what God in his mind expressed that he wanted me to know about. I'm suggesting that we don't need to worry about whether we're reading just opinion. We need to pick up our Bible and recognize it's the will of God. The reason that this becomes such an issue today is that we have a movement, the feminist movement, that tries to leave the impression that the Apostle Paul spoke a number of things that are not necessarily from God. They were just his opinion. And so they go through the Bible, and when Paul says something about the role of women in regard to the public work of the church, they get the idea that Paul was just a hater of women and that he said a woman can't preach because he just felt that women didn't have any right to do that on his own without any Bible direction or direction from God. Well, I'm suggesting to you that that's not the case. When you read what Paul wrote that restricts women and keeps them from preaching scripturally or in accordance with the Word of God, you're reading what God said about it. It's not a matter of the opinion of Paul, and it's not a matter of some group of men getting together and deciding they would put women down by not allowing them to do the public preaching. It's a matter of applying the Word of God, applying the Scriptures, like the Lord wants them applied. We cannot go through the Bible and relegate part of it by saying, well, it was just an opinion of the writer. When we do that, we cast a doubt on every bit of the Bible. If I read something that Paul wrote restricting women from preaching and say that's just opinion, then what else did Paul write that's just opinion? And if he wrote a number of other things that are just opinions, how am I going to know what is opinion and what came from God? This just simply casts a spell of disbelief on the Bible, because the Bible would just be a book of many opinions that we have to guess as to what is authorized and what just is an opinion, an idea of man. Well, God didn't give us a book like that. He told us to properly handle the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17, it said that everything we need is provided by God in the Scriptures. And also, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, we're told to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, or properly handling the word of truth. Now, to say, I believe the Bible has to be amended by saying, I believe the Bible and here's the action in my life that proves that. Now, the reason that I say that is this. I rarely talk to people who say, I don't believe the Bible. Most people make the claim that they believe the Bible. Well, I say a person believes the Bible, but then I look around and I see in religion a man who claims the Bible is behind what he's doing, practicing sprinkling for pouring, or not baptizing people at all and saying that it's not necessary. Or I see a person who is saying, well, we can have a sale, we can have a rummage sale, we can have a bake sale, we can have, well, selling jelly beans, or whatever it might be, to raise money for the church. And they're not saying the same thing that others are saying in regard to the contribution and how the work of the church is carried on and how we get our funds. Not only is that true, but the same people, some of these people who say, oh, I believe the Bible, have communion before surgery. They serve communion at weddings and funerals. And so it doesn't make any difference the day they do this without any regard to the day. And they all say, we're doing what the Bible said. The same is true with the use of instrumental music. We see some people practicing, well, almost a brass band in their religious activities and say they're following the Bible. They're doing what the Bible says. And others simply believe in singing and making melody in their heart to the Lord. It comes down to this. How can people who say, we believe the Bible and we follow the Bible, come up with those different answers? Well, it comes down to this. The Bible must be properly handled. It has to be used right. And if it is not used right, then we're going to come up with all kinds of confusing views, like we have just mentioned. Well, how are we going to apply Bible authority? How are we going to do that? Well, first of all, let me suggest to you, and we'll just have time to bring it to your mind today, but we'll get into it a little more in our study tomorrow. If a person is going to study the Bible, there has to be a systematic study of the Word of God. Could you imagine someone saying, I'm going to study math, and I'm just going to let the book fall open wherever it will, and that's where I'll start my study. And then tomorrow, he may go clear to the back of the book, and the following day clear at the front of the book, and expect to get any sense out of it. Well, we have to properly use the Bible. We'll say more about this tomorrow. I hope you'll be listening. And remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.